From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. warns Russian airstrikes in Syria only inflame the conflict. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter says Russian airstrikes in Syria, launched Wednesday, hit areas that probably did not contain Islamic State targets. He told reporters Russian intervention will only inflame the civil war.
Fighting ISIL without pursuing a parallel political transition only risks escalating the civil war in Syria, and with it, the very extremism and instability that Moscow claims to be concerned about and aspire to fighting. So this approach, that approach, is tantamount, as I said then, to pouring gasoline on the fire.
Mr. Carter says the U.S.-led coalition will continue to target the IS group despite Russia's request U.S. aircraft not use the same airspace. U.S.-led strikes were conducted Wednesday over Aleppo. Meanwhile, U.S. defense officials say Russia bombed near the western Syrian city of Homs. The U.S. and Russian militaries are expected to hold talks on ways to avoid encounters in the air. Burkina Faso's interim president, Michel Kafando, Wednesday visited the captured barracks of the presidential guard in the capital, Ouagadougou, following its failed coup 2 weeks ago.
L'honneur est sauf pour notre vaillante armée nationale.
Mr. Kafando praised the army for an operation, he said, to retake the barracks that caused no casualties. He said the reputation of the army has been restored. The government is trying to convince coup leader General Gilbert Diendéré to surrender a day after he sought refuge in the Vatican embassy. The guard launched the coup September 16 after the interim government barred supporters of former President Kampori from running in this month's elections. This is VOA News. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas told the UN General Assembly Wednesday that Palestinians are no longer bound by the two-decade-old Oslo peace accords with Israel. Mr. Abbas said it's unconscionable. The question of Palestine remains unresolved. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the speech was deceitful and encourages incitement and destruction in the Middle East. The Palestinian leader's remarks preceded a ceremony to raise the Palestinian flag at the world body for the first time since placing it alongside those of the UN's other 193 member states. Afghan forces recaptured much of the northern city of Kunduz from Taliban fighters early Thursday. The Interior Minister, Sadiq Siddiqui, said the enemy suffered heavy casualties, but a Taliban spokesman rejected the claim. The UN Wednesday said the fighting in Kunduz left more than 100 civilians dead or wounded and forced thousands of others to flee. The Taliban capture of Kunduz during a surprise multi-pronged offensive Monday marked the first time the insurgent group captured a major city since being ousted from power in 2001. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, speaking to dozens of officials in New York Wednesday, appealed to the world Wednesday to approach Europe's refugee crisis with creativity, compassion, and courage.
We face the biggest refugee and migration crisis since World War II. Over the last year, more than 60 million people have been forced from their homes. Desperate conditions are compelling people around the world to move. The Syria crisis is a tragic and dramatic illustrations of this.
The UN says more than 500,000 asylum seekers have left war and poverty in the Middle East, South Asia, and Africa since January, reaching Europe through Greece and Italy. Some European countries who at first opened their borders to migrants have now sealed them or reimposed visa rules and checks on asylum seekers. Trade ministers from a dozen nations of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Pact are meeting in Atlanta, Georgia, in the final stages of multi-year negotiations aimed at creating a massive free trade association encompassing Pacific Rim countries and generating trade expected to add nearly $300 billion a year. Hopes are high some form of agreement will be reached at this round or the final round of the year in the Philippines in November. The ministers are focused on trade issues surrounding cars, drugs, and dairy products. Thousands of South Africans marched in Pretoria and Cape Town Wednesday against corruption, with signs reading, "Corruption taxes the poor, we say tax the rich." Much of the anger was focused at President Jacob Zuma and the ruling African National Congress, which has been in power for over 20 years since the end of apartheid. The protests occurred ahead of next year's local elections. Some observers may be more competitive. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.